What the dog doing? What the dog doing? What the dog doing? What the dog doing?
Hello and welcome to the Baja Cast 1. That's right, starting summertime, Baja Blast is back in stock, baby. Time to get some, all this, we just, Baja, here we go. Let's lime it up.
Just in time to morb your taste buds.
Do you guys, you guys enjoy a Baja Blast?
Yeah,
Taylor, you're not allowed to have an opinion on this. I just wanted to be clear.
I have many things to say.
So basically, Baja Blast, right? It's a religion more than it is like a soda.
It's the blastiest.
Some have said that, yes. Some have went there.
And that's why we are excited to announce breaking ground August 2022, the Baja compound located at an undisclosed location. All you have to do is send us your name, address, and social security number, and we will buy you a plane ticket to be airdropped at this new beautiful facility.
The Church of Baja. In the the compound.
Yeah.
Matthew, we don't like to use the word compound when we're talking to the followers. We prefer Church of Baja.
Church of Baja. Yeah. So it's like a church, but then there's like really
a rehabilitation center for religiously misguided individuals.
I know what the church has done to a lot of people out there. I know you're all listening, and I know the church has let you down, and time and time again, scandals, misogyny, rape, everything under the sun, right? It's all happened at your church, I guarantee it. We can promise that probably won't happen in the Church of Baja.
Yeah, and if you come to our compound,
mosque,
you know, it's really off the grid. There's no roads in or out, so you will be safe from those other religious entities.
When Matthew said airdropped, he meant literally you do have to airdrop to get into the mosque. The Mosque of Baja.
Yeah.
You do have to be airdropped.
Rehabilitated.
You don't need to be rehabilitated. No, there's no rehabilitation. That's not
a reform.
No, it's... You just come.
It's more of a...
You just come. You do have to drink the Baja when you get there. That is kind of like a required thing. And you do have to drink a couple of Bajas every day.
Mm-hmm.
They
you
do
will,
help.
You really have line. To concentrate on it, though.
Yeah.
You will definitely fall in line.
They do help you feel one with Baja Christ.
And, you know, if you send just an extra $5,000 with your application... You'll receive an exclusive Baja Davidian AR-15 that's been customized by our specialist team.
No bump stocks.
We
couldn't get approved for bump stocks. Sorry.
But that's a guarantee.
Do not bring a cell phone.
No.
Yeah.
No cell phones, air tags. Anything that connects to the satellites.
Really, anything that was made after 1995, don't bring with.
That'll upset father.
Yeah, the Baja... I promise you, the Baja priest will get it either way, if you bring it or not.
And he can intercept those signals with his Baja mind.
Yeah.
He always senses it.
So,
he always knows. Like a Santa situation.
Yeah. So yeah, welcome to episode 13 of Turn Your Head and Cough. We haven't done introductions for like 4 episodes.
Such a long time.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
I'm Jacob.
They know us.
This is that's yeah. Brady.
Oh my god. You man. Found your shirt.
Brady's wearing a Viking shirt?
Oh yeah, I'm wearing a Viking shirt.
Nice. Damn, and I thought it was the honker shirt. I thought it was the Canadian honker shirt.
Taylor, we have Taylor.
I'm a big Vikings fan, as you all know.
We also have Taylor. Well, Taylor's here. Matthew. We got Matthew.
Hi.
That's a soft dox.
The
NFL player named the same as my dad.
Yeah, I didn't hear that until just when you said it now. So.
Let's draw more attention to it.
Yeah, I'm not sure what you're talking about. So, anyways, so that was our introduction for the day. But to be honest, I know most of the time our introductions are bits. This isn't a bit, you guys.
We're actually
yeah.
This on is an real. Undisclosed compound.
This church
live from Baja,
California.
Baja Palace. Live from the Baja Palace. That's us. Sorry if my reception's bad. I'm actually 70 feet underground at the moment.
Yeah, and
it's safe down there. It's what what's for the best.
We do have Baja.
You wouldn't believe what we're saving on air conditioning.
And taxes by being a church.
Yeah.
Is it colder that far down there? I feel like it would get really hot down there.
Well, it would take a while to get to the hot part.
I don't know.
I mean, how far is far?
Has anyone ever dug to the core of the earth, dude? I don't think that's real.
No, but look there's...
No, they just dig to China.
I think the Russians did the deepest hole. It's very really deep.
Yeah, they
dug it's too, really deep.
But they like... Yeah, they were like nowhere near even getting past the first layer, and then they're like, we just are gonna keep doing this even though it's really hard and expensive and nothing's come from it.
Yeah, it took them 5 years to reach 23,000 feet.
That's pretty yeah. fucking deep though.
Yeah, that's deep.
There was this like really cool copy pasta or creepy pasta about how like they started hearing screams and stuff when they lowered microphones into it, but it was all cool. Debunked.
Oh, I don't like that at all.
Well, here's my question about a deep hole in the earth.
Mm-hmm.
What are they going to do when they just fall out the bottom of the earth into space?
Yeah, 23,000. You think they would have busted through the bottom of the earth yeah. by now, hey?
Yeah.
Well, the earth's only like, 10,000 miles around, so
yeah,
and 6,000 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's right.
Yep.
But you know, I was thinking about that. What if we? How deep you think we could get just with like our manpower?
Like us,
20 feet.
Where are we?
20 feet.
Like a beach.
Sure. You're gonna hit. You're gonna hit the water level and be underwater in about.
Yes. Are honestly, we talking like sand or just like some dude's backyard?
Some dude's backyard.
I don't think even 20 feet. Like,
like maybe.
There's no structure. Like, you have to like set up supports and stuff on the side. Like, have you ever had to watch a safety training on trenches? That shit'll collapse in on you. And kill
I you. Have God. Not done a trenches lot of trenches. Are frightening.
In my life. I have.
I had to watch a safety training on it for a job one time, and they were like, fun fact, deep holes can kill you really easily because they're unstable.
Yeah, mm-hmm. guess how wide the world's deepest hole is.
It's like 6 inches, isn't it?
It is 9 inches.
Wait, yeah. So they didn't Jesus. Go in it? They just like used the robot or something?
No, it's just literally a deep hole. Like, you can fit nothing inside of it. You can throw some trash in there.
It's like the same
that
as...
That would
like,
be so a, cool. Slide a Mountain Dew bottle down there.
Dude, we could be the first ones to get the Baja can to 23,000 feet below sea level. Yes.
Why are more people not doing that?
Because they sealed it.
Oh
God, the amount of time it took them to bury it, they just would have been a while.
Dude, so what we're going to do is we're going to go to Russia with a 12-pack of Baja Blast,
yeah.
Go to the hole, unseal it, and just slide the whole 12-pack down.
Do you think they like, when you say they sealed it, do you think they just like put a manhole cover over it and said like, that'll be fine?
I can show you. It's pretty much
100%.
Yeah,
100%. In the middle of fucking nowhere, like, and it's like
it's 9 inches, you know. So it's not like
I'm trying to think though. 9 inches, you can get rid of a baby in that.
Oh boy.
Yeah, you can almost fit your dick down it too.
Nine. Damn near.
Width-wise, maybe.
Literally surrounded by rubble now it is.
What?
That's it.
What the fuck?
It looks like a Coke. They just like put a Coke bottle cap on it and called it a day.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Well, we capped it. We're good.
I don't know, man. Deep hole.
I think they had a reason to cap it, too. Maybe.
Hi, Matthew's chest.
Deep ocean scares me more than deep hole. Noises.
What'd you say?
Something in my room was making a weird, like, noise, and I couldn't figure out what it was.
You know what that means? I think that means it's Mormon time, dude.
Dude, it's Mormon time. He's probably in my basement.
I think it's Mormon
time.
All right, let's start our first thing, our first bit early this time. Let's get into some takes.
It's hot takes.
Hot takes. Welcome to the hot takes segment where we all just try our very best to get canceled each and every week. All right, yeah, so this is the Morbin episode.
We're just gonna get it all out this week.
This week we're getting all the Morbin out, and we will never, if anyone mentions Morbin again, I'll start the podcast over starting next week. We will start over from the top.
Fuck.
Fuck.
I gotta remember that.
God damn it.
Write that shit down.
Who always start? Brady starts like every week. Let's not make Brady start this week.
Well,
he never starts.
I always
try to get him to start because he never gives an actual hot take. He just says, "All right, I got a nice ice water take."
You know what? When I'm up first, I give you low effort, and then I set the bar low.
Yeah, let's get a high effort one in. Taylor, go for it. Let's do the hot take. We're so good at prepping for the show and having these ready. I just
enjoy. I don't enjoy superhero movies. Period. I'm sorry. I know they have a giant following, but I just don't enjoy them very much.
Yeah,
I know.
But Taylor,
know.
Have you seen the hit action movie Morbius that came out this year?
I saw it twice.
Yeah,
that's the superhero right
it's
there.
An anti-hero, so I get why you would say it. You would kind of cross that one out of there.
I have a hot take about actors. Don't be a fucking method actor. That shit is dumb. Don't do it.
Method acting's good unless you're fucking.
If you're
Christian
gonna be
Bale.
A method actor, don't,
is it good?
Don't take on roles that are stupid to method act.
Yeah,
like the fucking Joker.
Stupid.
Yeah. Well,
that was so funny.
Jim Carrey also kind of did the same thing.
Yeah.
I can't remember what that documentary is called about when he went
one. Yeah.
Yeah, he's gone fucking insane.
Just,
such a good movie, by the way, if you haven't seen Man on the Moon. So fucking good.
I don't know if it's true, but I know when Jared Leto was the Joker, he would send like pig carcasses and shit to people.
Yeah.
He was just trying to be crazy. It was funny.
And for Morbius, I haven't seen it, but is his character like disabled in the beginning?
He's crippled.
Because he apparently made people push him around in a wheelchair on set.
That's right.
Jared Leto pretended to be disabled between takes on Morbius. Headline.
Don't do that.
The best method actor I know is Christian Bale, and he's an asshole.
The Machinist? Have you ever seen
he
that
is an asshole.
Mm-hmm. Equilibrium, can you imagine method acting for that? Like, just not allowed to have emotions.
Yeah. Or, so did you see how fucking big he got for Vice?
Yeah, he got all fat. Dick Cheney, and he was all fat. It was interesting.
And then he was like Batman, yeah. And then he was the machinist, and he's like, he just would just jump between, he just fucked his whole body up.
Yeah, like, he's definitely not good.
Everybody listening, go ahead and Google like the three extremes of Christian Bale's body, being anorexic, extremely buff for Batman, and then yeah. fat as fuck for like his newest Vice, girls.
Yeah. Apparently he had to like drink Haagen-Dazs ice cream for his meals, like to get fat as fuck. Like,
yeah, just, he does like, it unhealthily fast.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, I gotta put on these pounds.
You guys don't drink Haagen-Dazs ice cream on the reg?
Mm-mm.
I just use it for my protein shakes in the morning.
That's how I get my calories in, brother.
Oh, is that a protein lean. Shake to bring to work?
Who nah, needs meal replacement shake. Powder when you have Haagen-Dazs ice cream?
It's true.
The macros are pretty good. The macros are pretty good on it. I looked.
Yeah.
Dark chocolate's good for you.
Yeah. Yeah, I just get the dark chocolate one. I heard it's good for your heart, so.
The dark chocolate. That's all you need.
100% cow.
I have a bottle of red wine at
cow.
Lunch.
Yeah, the bottle, yeah, a bottle of red wine. Just pump the heart up.
Well, that's those antioxidants. That's just good for your heart, man.
Yeah.
And then when I get home, I bathe in lime juice to release.
That would sting, mm-hmm. I feel like.
Oh, yeah. You'd find a cut real quick.
Or you just like, get
or a urethra. Or a urethra.
Or your urethra.
That's just a cut everything. That's always open. You ever think about that?
Yeah. I don't like that.
Urethra is just a constant cut in your body that never closes.
Your thing is like a closed system. I don't like that either.
What if our bodies were closed systems that could like were like air conditioning units where they just recycled the same food over and over and we just had to eat once and then it just kept, you know.
And you like change it out later. For
yeah, like you just oil change. Like oil. Yeah, you just throw it up and then you
oil change.
You just throw it up at some point.
Stomach
and
engine idea.
Back to
drinking gas.
But like alligators and like sloths are kind of like that.
Like they just regurgitate their food later and then eat again?
Well, not even that. They just eat like alligators eat like once every 3 weeks or something.
Yeah, they just eat a little
shit.
Bit and then they just like hang out.
Well, how come humans are so fucking poorly designed that if they drink coffee, they literally shit out their entire fucking digestive tract?
Humans
like, what's wrong with humans?
Yeah. We're only designed to be smart and take over the world.
Well, yeah. But fuck having an ankle joint also. Terrible. Terrible design.
We're designed to like run. Constantly, yeah. And like
we have
active.
Far more stamina than any other mammal.
Really?
Yeah, far more.
I can guarantee when that a grizzly bear will outrun most humans.
But there's like
downhill.
No, if you're faster than the grizzly bear technically cannot catch you as long as you keep running.
But I don't think there's a single human being that's faster than a grizzly bear.
I don't know how fast are grizzlies.
What?
They run like 35 miles per hour. Yeah. They're fucking quick. Yeah, they are a quick one. You know how fast moose are?
Yeah, they're
moose
literally
are scary.
Like
and they're car. Mean. Moose are like very angry.
And they're mean.
They don't like people. Yeah. I watched a video.
They're also just fucking giant animals.
Recently, I watched a video of a grizzly bear running away from a moose.
Oh yeah.
Horrifying.
I'd crush that thing's skull with a kick.
It would. With
easy.
One fucking like antler
easy.
Swing. Dead.
Yep.
Have you seen the elephant seals that like push against cars?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fuck
in, like,
that
South
noise.
Africa or something.
Are big as fuck.
I'm happy.
You're like,
we,
you know, that's a seal.
We live in a state. We all, everyone knows
live in
Minnesota,
a society.
But
we live in a state.
Minnesota is pretty lucky. We don't have anything that's really that crazy for animals in our like state.
We have bear, wolves,
way
tigers,
up north, sure.
Moose.
Yeah. Like
yeah.
By Canada, is
super rare.
Yeah, by Canada, we
within
might.
I'll take. You know what?
Miles of us, like the biggest animals, like a deer.
Yeah, I will say this. I'll take. Wolves, bear, mooses, and all that shit over finding a scorpion in my house.
Yeah, exactly. I'll tell you. When I lived in Florida, and you just walk outside, and there's spiders as big as your head. That's just like a normal thing.
Fuck that.
No.
They got gators down in Florida.
And there's just like yeah there's just
that's pretty wild. I guess
it's like looking at a drainage ditch in your neighborhood, and there's just a gator like basking in the sun on like the bank of it. You're just like. Yep. Like,
oh god.
And, yeah, they got fucking copperheads. They got just shit that'll kill you.
Yeah. Look, water moccasins.
What are they?
Hippos. Hippos. Can you imagine living where hippos are?
That's only really in, I don't think America.
And rocks too, like the same hippos river.
Like moose power, right?
That's Africa, right? Africa.
Yeah. Hippos, yeah. So this guy I know is from South Africa, and he was saying like they have like posted warnings by some rivers, like do not swim in these rivers because hippos just like fucking murder people regularly.
And they're quick. They're sneaky quick. You know?
Hippos are like manatees if they were fucking really mean.
If they were real mean.
Like, and bigger mouth.
Manatees
like big
could get out of the fucking water.
You ever seen a manatee?
That's
dude?
True.
Oh,
yeah,
hey,
they're
dude.
Dumb
they're
as like... fuck.
They're a sea cow.
And you're not supposed to like touch them or do anything. They're like an endangered species because they're so stupid they just die like all the time.
Yeah.
Like a
water panda.
Sloths will die because they accidentally grab their own arm thinking it's a branch and they'll fall to their death. Yeah.
You know, sloths have like 1,000 different organisms living in their hair.
Yeah, they're dirty as fuck because they don't even like groom fucking... themselves. They just chill. Filthy. They get moldy.
How about the fact that koalas...
yeah.
Don't koalas like carry syphilis like everywhere or gonorrhea or something?
Yeah.
I think so. They're also like have like fucking sharp ass claws too.
Yeah. Koalas also
high
have,
as actually,
they are because whatever they eat is making them high.
That, Australia got the real shitty deal there.
This is still hot takes, guys, and we got off of here from method acting somehow. I'm really not sure what happened. not sure what happened, you guys.
You're talking about koalas,
animals though, like
hot take, animals though,
koalas, man.
Matthew,
koalas in their chlamydia, dude.
Matthew, what's your hot take?
Yeah, or whatever disease.
My hot take is like all these fucking companies who are jumping on the subscription service bandwagon need to stop. I hate having things that I have to pay for on a monthly basis, and like, why can't you just buy something once? Like,
because you pay for it.
I at least like it when they let me buy a year of it and not sign up for the automatic like renewal. Like, I'll take that.
Yeah, like the bulk deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
I guess.
But they don't that often. They usually only let you sign up for the monthly. I hate monthly bills.
It's just shitty because like these companies have proven that they make more money this way, and so they won't. Because
of I just read about this. So there's something called breakage,
I'll break you.
Yeah, it's. I don't know if the breakage is exactly what you described this, but it's essentially the same concept that retailers literally bank on people forgetting to do something to make their money.
Oh yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, for sure.
So like rebates, like you know how Menards does like an 11% rebate and everything. They only get like 10% of people because
nobody actually comes back to get that
because mailing and rebate.
Right, yeah, you gotta mail it in, then you gotta do that. That's called slippage when it's a rebate. But yeah, like it's the same thing with subscriptions. They just bank off of people signing up, never using the service, and just paying for it.
And then forgetting about it.
Exactly.
It's like that statement.
I fucking hate it.
It's like Nathan for you.
Yeah.
When he does the rebate on top of the mountain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
But no, so I was recently they passed a thing in court against Nintendo and Sony for like anti-consumer rights, whatever. They were like doing their auto subscription, but they weren't telling people that it was auto renewing. It was just doing it. And now they have to now at least send you an email that it's about to auto renew before it happens.
Give you a warning.
Yeah, they have to. They just worked. You would just get the charge on your card, and
like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's just do it.
But this has probably been going on for years, and this is a law that just got passed.
Yeah, of course. They had to think.
Those darn Japanese.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sounds like
Sony has turned into one of the most anti-consumer companies out of fucking all, as far as video games go, out of like all the companies. They fucking hate consumers. They took you can't buy a digital Sony code at any retail store. You can only buy it from their digital store. You can't fucking like everything.
That's why Kojimbo is leaving them for Xbox.
Fuck, dude.
Well, dude, and that's like having both like Xbox and PlayStation have their like game passes now, and you have to pay to like be able to use the fucking internet.
Yeah.
And you have to buy the console. I've always been against
the fucking subscription to use your own fucking internet.
Yeah, it's like I have to pay for my internet. I need to pay to like access something with it. Like that.
I guess they've got like server costs, but they're making
you
that
can
up
thank Microsoft
else.
For that. They came up with that bread idea first.
They came up with that in like 2000 fucking three, and it's never been the same since.
But if you play the same game on PC, you don't have to pay.
True.
Yeah,
to
exactly.
access the fucking internet. So like
that was one of the biggest reasons why I went and got a good PC is because I was like, double paying for internet is just foolish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should all just because we host a podcast, we could probably all apply for like testing codes for games and stuff because we have a quote-unquote platform. We can probably just like ask for free Xbox Live since we are creators and influencers technically.
Exactly,
we should do that.
This is a free advertisement,
and then we should just advertise the game or like the whatever. I bet you we could get it to work.
Also,
by Raid Shadow
Legends. Oh yeah, dude. I wish we were. Taylor, I don't think you understand how much I wish we were with Raid Shadow Legends.
I actually learned a little more about how Raid Shadow Legends works. They have like an automated system that sweeps through YouTube and they find like just basically creators with lots of subscribers and they send them like an automated offer. And that's it. And if they take the offer and do it, then they'll keep like the deal going.
Yeah,
just have an algorithm.
Like, eventually, maybe a human comes by and like watches and sees like if they're maybe not doing great with the advertisement.
Oh,
it's all like automated as fuck. That's why you see it everywhere.
I do see it everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how that company makes money.
Has anyone played it?
What?
No. Raid.
Has anybody played it like worldwide?
I think that there's people playing it. I think that there are people playing it, but it's not even like advertised highly on the like app stores anymore. Because they just have much fucking.
I don't think it's like a most played app. I don't think like they make that much money, do they?
Well, in September of 2021, they had 380 million active users worldwide.
Jesus.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
It's probably like the people over in, Asia.
Careful. Easy now.
Easy now, here.
Fuck. Oh,
that
shit.
Sick.
Good hot take, too. I agree with you.
Thanks.
100%.
I stewed on that one.
Yeah. Brady?
I got another video game one. I think that.
Bring the heat.
I think motion blur in video games is an absolutely horrific thing. And should never even be considered to be put into a video game.
What a hot
realistic.
Wow.
Like
you're really touching like base.
So your eyes do this crazy thing when you look left and right real quick where like you can't see super clearly. That's a motion blur right there. So like the video game doing that for you, I don't know.
I feel like it could be good, but it's like way over dramatized.
It's just blurry as fuck. Like when you turn the camera. Like
yeah, it like turns the air into hot soup. It's like correct. I could get like a little.
I just think that the human eye is capable of filtering its own results here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough.
And like, okay, sorry, I didn't want like, I don't give a fuck about motion blur in a game where I'm gonna be like jumping off of cars and fucking doing all this insane shit. Like, who gives a fuck if you can all of a sudden.
Yeah,
this is actually how your eyes work,
dude. That's like Just Cause. Those games are so much fun.
Yeah,
you do the craziest shit, but there's like insane motion blur.
It's terrible. Don't do it, Jacob. You drove around the entire map of Just Cause once, right?
I was just because you wanted to. I was a little bit depressed in my dorm room in college once, and I just thought Just Cause 3 just got into a car and just drove around the entire map because they had one
Just
road.
Just Cause 3 was a good one.
They had just one road that would go around the whole map, and I just fucking drove the whole road, and I did it like a lot, like 5 or 6 times, and it takes like a long time to do it. I remember
like, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go for a drive, but gas is expensive right now.
Yeah, I'm gonna go for
it. I remember because
that Vietnam book that we read in high school about that guy who comes back from Vietnam, he just drives around the lake all day.
No, that's
fucking deep
cut. Things they carried.
Yeah.
I was gonna say things fall apart, but that's
that's Okonkwo.
That's like the beginning of the book. He just drives around the lake all day.
No, but I did that.
Ike Mafuna.
I did those laps, and then I like went to the dining hall with Taylor later, and I was just like, dude, I just fucking spent the last 3 hours driving around the map. And
just I just drove around the map. And you're like, why?
I was like, is that an achievement? Like, no, dude.
No.
Were you obeying traffic laws too?
Yeah, I was like, in the road on the right lane. Yep, I was just fucking. I was going as fast as possible, but I was just like staying in the right lane, like driving around the fucking map.
Yeah,
that is nice.
I didn't blow up a single thing or do a single mission.
Oh, good.
But that game has terrible driving.
That
game has terrible driving too. That's the worst part. You literally like there's no the physics aren't great.
But you can jump out and on top of your car while you're driving.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a bit of a hot take.
Okay.
I don't believe you.
Yeah.
If we are headed for a recession, guys.
Definitely. That's not what?
That's a hot take. That's a hot take. We're about the whole economy is about to collapse, you guys.
That's just a political fact.
Yeah.
The liberal
talking points.
The layoffs are already starting, dude.
No, they aren't, are they?
Yeah,
dude. Yeah. There's like major companies rescinding job offers to thousands of people, and they're like, this is what happens right before they start laying people off to make sure that profit producing center of your company.
That's good, dude. I feel like I'm really excited for this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good thing I work in a recession-proof industry, retail. Very, very.
Are you ready to manage less employees for less time?
Yeah, dude. I am in a really good industry, though. Yeah, retail. They never get hit by stuff like this in the past.
Well,
so. And I just bought a house this year, so I'm doing great.
I saw something random about how strip clubs are being hit hard right now.
They are. I did see it. Yeah, I also
that's a real bad sign.
If nobody's going to strip clubs, they don't have extra money.
Dude, it's because people are spending money on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Oh,
Is OnlyFans getting shut down?
There's a correlation.
No, they're still alive.
I thought they were. There was a point where they were like shutting down or not going to be around anymore.
No.
Yeah, but they didn't make the Tumblr mistake.
OnlyFans was gonna remove their porn, which is like suicide.
Literally,
and then they pulled back on that.
Somebody talked them out of it. They looked at Tumblr and thought that's retard.
I don't know what kind of move that was.
Some guy way up top, some exec was like, "Oh wow,
sick of the fucking porn.
This is all they're using it for. We should just ban it."
What happened to my good Christian values?
I don't think people understood this was supposed to be OnlyFans, like ceiling fans, like desk fans. Yeah. That's what this was for. People got this really fucked up.
What have you done?
And somebody probably showed him the numbers, and he's like, oh.
Okay, that's fine.
I accept. Yep.
Jacob, I feel the same way about my job, though, because I'm like the newest employee, and my position was like basically created when I got hired, and it's like... not a necessity.
Here's the thing. We live in a state that traditionally has a strong economy, and out of all the states in the United States, we have good like infrastructure and like in the past.
Yeah, our state has a surplus, which is not what a lot of states have.
Like we'll be better off in our state, I think, than a lot of people. Like the southern states, some of the poorer states are really gonna get fucked.
California will gain twice as many homeless people.
Oh my god, California's gonna be so fucked.
Which is what they need. They need it.
Yeah. It's just they're gonna have LA sized shanty towns.
The next wave
that would be sick.
Here's an idea. Turn the off coastal oil drilling rigs that are abandoned. Just start helicoptering homeless people out there.
Oil rigs? Mm-hmm. They just abandon those?
Yeah.
Yeah, it like dries up.
I don't know. That.
Pretty, they abandon a 9-inch hole 23,000 feet into the ground. You think? Lock up oil rig?
Bendy, dude.
The actual deep ocean oil rigs scare me. That's one of my like irrational.
They
fears.
Should scare you. The deep ocean is scary.
Do you have glass phobia?
The idea of being on one. No,
because I'm a normal person.
I don't like swings, and I don't like things floating on water. Swings? I don't like things.
Yeah. Swings? What does that mean? Like can you elaborate a little bit about what you mean by you don't like swings?
I don't like swings. I don't like when things swing around.
What the fuck? Wait.
Everyone returned a monkey, and you don't even like things that swing.
Everybody pause for like 2 seconds. Let's, Brady, I hope you're comfortable. Are you comfortable? Do you feel good where you're sitting? Are you in a comfortable position?
Yeah.
All right. Tell us how swings make you feel.
It's like a control thing, I think. Because, like... With a swing, there's just so much, like, possibility for it to swing out of, like, the spot.
That's the whole point.
What?
Brady, I'm gonna share an image in the chat. Tell me how that makes you feel.
Oh, man.
Dude, trigger warning.
Yeah, fuck!
No, that's sitting still, so it's okay.
Oh, okay. But you'll sit on a swing if your feet are on the ground.
Like, you know the amusement park ones that's like the big circle and they lift you off the ground swinging around? Yeah, I hate those. That freaks me out.
You seen that fake have you seen that fake video, Brady? The fake video of like the really crazy attractions that they did? There was like a video about it. And there was one where it was like swings that went way, way up and like were like I don't know.
I mean, like if one of those rides, if the swing was like a straight metal bar, that's okay with me. But if it's like rope that can like shift around, that freaks me
out.
But
let me just clarify. Like, so like a playground, like you wouldn't just like go on a playground and swing?
No, I mean, that's all right. Cause I can touch the ground still.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I thought you maybe like had a traumatic tire swing experience.
I don't know. Maybe it's like a stabilization thing. Let's say it's a really windy day and like there's something like dangling from a tree blowing around in the wind. I hate that.
What?
Okay.
What? Wait. So like what about like a wacky waving inflatable arm flailing tube man?
What about one of those? Those are fun.
But what about one of those like but someone taped it to like a tree trunk?
I don't know.
That's fucked up.
At my dad's place, he's got these bird feeders that hang from like a limb from one of his trees.
Wind chimes.
And on like a windy day, they'll start swinging around and they'll be like, I don't want to look at that.
Matthew, that's a good gif. I like that.
Right. I don't want to be around anymore. Like swinging.
Well, okay. So we know what Brady's afraid of. What's the thing you guys are like afraid of?
Yeah, what's your irrational fears?
Aliens.
Matthew's always been a big, big alien guy.
He's an aliens guy.
I can't shake it. I still have nightmares. I get paranoid, wake up in the middle of the night, sweating, looking out the
window. We would walk around our hometown like super late, and Matthew'd see like a light in the distance and be like, fuck, dude! I'm fucking coming, dude! We may or may not have been using any recreational drugs or anything. Yeah.
Dude, I don't know what happened to me at like some point. Something must have happened that like it's just scarred in my brain.
Yeah.
But then I'm like that kind of afraid of it where I constantly want to research it and look into it more and watch movies, documentaries, and then I just freak myself out worse.
100%. 100%.
That's good.
I don't like the deep ocean, but on Matthew's vein, like, like, Bigfoot or like werewolves used to freak me the fuck out.
Bigfoot.
Like that shit is scary. It was. I mean, it's like God, when I would go to my like grandparents and they're just like, yeah, we gotta go into town, and it's just in the middle of nowhere in the middle of a forest. I'm like, this might be it, boys. Like
Squatch is out there.
I'm getting taken by a Squatch.
I have a very healthy fear of death. Like
death?
Oh, I think about
you
death.
You said irrational. You said irrational.
Oh, yeah. That's like the only thing.
Death is
irrational. It is rational because I'm perfectly fine. Every time I go to the doctor, like I'm perfectly healthy. Anytime, like it's fine. But I just constantly feel like I'm about to have a heart attack. Like, I'm just gonna like keel over. I'm gonna have an aneurysm and fucking die. I watch too many videos of people just keeling over or like having awful random acts of things happen to them that I'm just healthily afraid of everything.
Yeah, but you gotta get off the live leaks.
Oh, don't dude, I watch on way live too leaks. Much
yeah.
of that shit.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I wonder why you're fucked up.
The amount of times that I'm just like, God, a tire could just come flying off the road and, like, fucking take me out, like, if I'm near, like, a major road.
Or, like, driving behind, like, a lightly unsecured load.
Anything. And driving on the highway, especially on the motorcycle.
Yeah, I was gonna say, have you watched Final Destination? Do not do that.
I've watched all the Final Destinations. I watch a lot of live leaks. I just watch things where people die in horrible ways, and my brain just can't stop thinking about them at all times.
Do you also kill small animals?
No.
Or...
Oh. I have a thing with knives. If I pick up a knife, I'm like, this thing's sharp. I don't like it.
Guns horrifying.
Yeah, I'd rather get shot than stabbed.
I would say that. Guns. 100%. Guns. I don't know. I get sweaty walking by guns and like shields or like
cabal. Really?
Yeah, I get like sweaty just being near.
I have like a natural like fear of away a gun from that pointed at you. Me.
I understand that, Taylor. I understand that. But for some reason, I just... Guns, like, anyone that's ever, like, come into my businesses that I've worked at with, like, concealed carry, I get immediately sweaty and nervous.
Well, yeah.
I just fucking...
I feel like
it's the potential.
It is, right? It's if that guy just fucking flipped the switch and went nuts, he could just fucking bop, 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 kill, like, six people.
Yeah, that's my problem with swinging.
Or he could save your life.
It's the potential for the swing to swing too much.
Have you guys seen John Wick? That guy needs like 10 bullets. He can take out a whole crowd of dudes.
No, but I saw The Equalizer, and that's what I do in a case where a gun is pointed at me. Easy. Yep.
You slap your hands real close together in opposite direction.
Yeah. And then get shot in the face.
Die. Yeah, dude. That's a lot.
No, fuck knives. Fuck knives. They're scary. And like...
I
agree. You're looking at this thing and you're like, this could do some damage.
I have a fear of crazy people too, dude. Like, just people just going nuts. And like something snapping in people's brains. I guess, again, you know, working in retail and stuff. And like, you just, you've seen enough where you've seen people just get crazy out of nowhere. Like, they're perfectly normal. And then you say something they don't like and they just go fucking ballistic. Like, I watched a man.
I have a hot take.
I'll let you say it. So I have a story that just gave me. I will let you say it. But I had a guy at one of my jobs I was working. I worked at, you know, a gas station, and he was trying to pay for something with a check. His check was obviously not his account or something. And he's like, okay, well, I have a card, and his debit card declined. And he just immediately started screaming and calling everyone whores and, like, bitches and stuff. Oh. And started yelling at everyone. And then we, like, said, hey, like, you should probably, like, leave, right? Like, we just tell him he needs to leave. And then he went out to his car, and this man was driving a vehicle, by the way, and he started punching his car, and then got in the car and started punching the ceiling, and like putting his seat back and forth really fast, and like fucking just going ballistic, just going nuts. And he did it for like 20 minutes until the cops finally showed up.
Temper tantrum.
And he just was doing that. And then at that same job, like another guy came up in a car and was like, came inside and he was trying to steal some sunglasses, and like I told him, like, hey, like, you gotta pay for those, and he got really upset, threw the sunglasses at me, and then like went out in his car and then almost hit the building. Like, he put it in drive instead of reverse and like went forward a little bit, then caught himself, and then he went in reverse and he went over by the vacuums outside and sat there for like 45 minutes. Then I was like, I'm gonna call the cops because like this guy's nuts. And he went and he opened his trunk and he's like doing the same shit, like rummaging through, throwing shit out of his car all over the parking lot. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like,
god damn,
that's not good.
Maybe I'm just scarred from crazy people, but just the thought of just anyone could be perfectly normal, but you say something they don't like, you do something that sets them off, and they're just unleashed.
Flip like a switch.
Yeah, it's fucking scary. Mm-hmm.
You see too much shit in America.
It's true.
Yeah, but think about what other countries see. We don't have to watch people poop in the streets and stuff, at least. I think
we're not a bunch of street shitters over here.
Like, stuff like that. There's a lot of things in third world countries, there it is. Worst countries that are much worse to look at, I imagine, than somebody just throwing shit all over the parking lot.
Yeah, those fucking mainlanders.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor, what was your hot take that you got?
We shouldn't do like a conceal and carry with guns. It should be just like chloroform, where if somebody starts acting crazy, somebody just goes up and puts them out, seems puts them fair. To sleep that for just a little fair. Bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Non-lethal. Like, you just got to get certified, put them to sleep.
I feel like nice you little... should be allowed to conceal and carry a taser, but nothing more.
You can... Well, tasers you still are, can.
Like, too ineffective on, like, big people, though.
That's true.
Dude,
that's true.
But civilian tasers are, like... I can't... Oh, shit, never mind. I might have this wrong. Either a civilian taser or a police taser, one of them's, like, way stronger.
I don't know. I've seen a lot of videos of police tasing, like, drugged out dudes that just continue to run through it.
I've seen that, yeah. I see the police, like, tase a guy, and the guy doesn't even flinch, and I'm like, oh, Jesus.
Well, Christ. I know some of those are when they don't get...
PCP.
If they don't get both prongs in, it doesn't do anything. I know that's, like, one of the things.
So you gotta, you gotta ground it, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, the police have, like, the crazy one that literally shoots, like, lines from their like hand device.
Yep.
And, yeah, like fucking, it's nuts. I mean, it's, like, it still doesn't work all the time.
Yeah, I don't know, but also it's like concealed carry permits aren't like technically concealed permits; they're just carry permits, but they like have that name. But
doesn't concealed carry mean you can have it concealed in your vehicle though, like in your glove box?
Yeah, but you don't have to have it concealed either.
But, like, if you don't have a concealed carry permit and you have a gun in your glove box, you will get arrested.
Or, like, charged. You won't get arrested. Yeah, you get a ticket. Because you just have to transport it in a locked gun
case. If it's with drugs, you get arrested. I know that.
Yeah.
If it's with drugs.
Well, I mean, drugs just get you arrested.
No, but, like, they don't. Not necessarily. Small amounts. If you could have, like, a gram of weed... and that you won't get arrested. You can have a gun, and you won't get arrested, but if you have a gram of weed next to a gun, you're getting arrested.
Hey, Brady, can you eat your weed?
No, don't eat your weed, guys. Know your rights.
What?
Also, you won't necessarily get arrested.
Search your vehicle.
Depends.
You'll just get an additional charge, and if you did have a carry permit, you can lose it.
Yeah. Fuck.
But also, your carry permit isn't valid if you're... above the legal limit for alcohol either, so people should consider that.
I kind of like really want to buy a breathalyzer to see how on average drunk I get.
Just pull a Jim Leahy and just stay in the,
the cushion,
in the comfort zone, the cushion.
I had a buddy when I worked at a gas station who was like going to school to be an officer, and he had a breathalyzer that he bought off a police auction, and I blew like a 0.18 one night. That was wild.
Double the legal limit. So more than double. Yeah.
More than double.
I think they say like
I wasn't driving.
I think they say if you're anything like above 0.4, you're probably dying. Like you're probably gonna die.
Yeah, I thought it was 0.4.
I've seen like, people in videos and stuff blow like higher than a 0.2, and they're pretty fucked up usually.
And a lot of it's about tolerance too.
You're gonna be blind drunk.
I think on average, when I get really fucked up, I'd blow like a 0.10. Like, I don't think I get that drunk, but I'm a lightweight, you know? Like, I just feel like.
No, you gotta keep going. Yeah. You gotta be going hard.
Fuck. But I don't think I have a weedalyzer yet.
Yeah, man.
To see how high someone is.
I can't. There is a reason, though.
I mean, it's not on your breath, it's in your blood.
I think it's because it has to be a blood test, and then it's like tolerance plays such a factor in like how messed up someone is. So like,
is there a legal limit to how much weed you can have in your system, like in states like Colorado where it's legal, or are you just supposed to have none if you're driving?
I don't think you can measure it, can you?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you can't. I don't think they have a way to measure it. It's just if you have any in your system, it would be a DUI, not like a DWI.
I wonder. Yeah. I feel like for them, though, it's probably just if you're acting impaired and you would be having smoked, they'd just give you a ticket. That's about it.
It's not very well policed, I don't believe.
Well, I don't know how you would. That's why I was asking. Like, do they have, like, a way to field test that? And I don't really know of a way to do it.
But there's big billboards that are, like, don't drive high in every legal state that I've been.
Because just because it's, like, I don't know, maybe not as impairing as alcohol at low levels, I think it's still pretty fucking impairing.
I don't know. Just... Yeah, Jacob, you drove from the cities and you took a nap for
damn
near.
I was just tired. I wasn't even high. I was just fucking tired.
Okay.
Was that when I smoked weed? I don't even remember. I think I was just
tired. It had to be.
Shut up. I don't remember being
with me.
I don't remember. Did you guys leave before me that day?
I don't remember.
I don't know. That was the day, though, that guy was like, they were sitting on the roof and that guy stole that bottle of Captain Morgan.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Jameson was like, you gotta have my back.
He's like, you gotta have my back.
Yeah, Jameson was looking to scrap.
He was, dude. He's about to fight that guy with that bottle. That's sick.
Right, he would get his fucking shit rocked, I think.
Yeah.
Or maybe he's a scrapper.
I think Jameson's scrappy. Especially drunk Jameson? Have you fucked the drunk Jameson?
Yeah, drunk Jameson.
Matthew and Jameson wrestled a few times back in the day.
It's pretty handsy.
Yeah.
I thought you and Jameson would wrestle and Matthew would whip you if you got off the rug.
Yeah, that happened once or twice.
I don't know what you're talking about. Jameson can be pretty scrappy, though. I wouldn't cut him short.
But also, like, Jameson and I, when we used to wrestle, it was always pretty even, but Jameson, I think, that was when we were more evenly weight classed, though. Like, I think Jameson is overweight classed on me now. But I'm not sure, actually. I haven't put on a single pound, really, like I said. And, yeah. Jameson's not scrawny. Mass. Jameson used to be scrawny.
He is cultivating mass.
Yeah.
Cultivating.
I'm pretty sure Jabambo kicked my ass wrestling one time at Jameson's.
He's wiry. That's true.
Yeah.
That guy's wiry. I won't wrestle him because he's willing to fucking die for it. That's the problem. Yeah.
Who?
Jabambo.
Jabamblo.
Jimbles. Yeah, he's
scrappy. You know, he's talk reach. About a scrappy.
He's got reach.
He does have reach.
And he is ready to get down and dirty.
Hey, but we did that lily pad wrestling tournament at my bachelor party. I did get second place. I want that to be known.
That's true.
That was too heavy. I just sunk my
head. That's why the lily pad actually makes it a little more even. Because it's not just pure strength, it's also a finesse thing. Like, that's why it was a little more fun, and I thought it would be more evenly matched, and I was correct.
It was literally whoever moved first. The other person would lose bad.
Not true. It depends. That was fun, though.
Who got first place?
My wife's brother did.
Yeah, of course he did. He's built different.
That guy's scrappy.
Dude, he literally lifts pigs. He lifts pigs for a living. Like, he can literally lift any one of us pretty easily.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, but he was strong. He just like got that, like, he just felt strong and solid.
He's
like
straight out of Yellowstone, like
he is.
Like, he just throws.
And he's like, hey, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what.
He does say that a lot.
I'll tell you what.
How many beers we got to drink to win this thing now?
I'm in.
Probably like six in an hour.
Okay, so I have a bit.
Are we on hot take?
Yeah, I know. We did. We all had a hot take, so we're good. I have another bit that I want to roll out for the first annual Morbin show. We're gonna just off the top. We're going to come up with the sequel ideas for Morbius, the sequel titles for Morbius here on live podcast. We haven't prepared anything.
I have a question.
Yeah.
How many of us have seen Morbius?
I have not seen Morbius.
No, I haven't either.
I don't think any of us have seen Morbius. So we're all going to... And this isn't... I don't need a pitch on what the movie is. You're just saying a title and then we move on.
All right. I got one right off the bat.
Morbius. Yeah, let's go.
More BS, but more is all capitals.
There we go. Oh, yeah, I love that one.
I'm thinking Morbius. I'm thinking Morbius 2. Morbius, but all capitals.
Like all caps on the more and then like dash.
Morbius 2. Like more BS.
I think I like two more two BS.
Two more two BS. Pretty fun.
I'm looking for a spin-off series called Mighty Morphin Rangers.
There you go. That's pretty good.
I do like that.
Morbius. Like Morbius that 4. Morbin Ever After.
Morbius 3, Morb Harder.
There it is.
Type 2, Morbabitis.
There you go. So we're having infomercials as well involved in this universe. Yeah. I like it.
Well, it's like the vampire spreads like diabetes.
Well, we are starting the MCU, the Morbius Cinematic Universe, so
yeah,
there's going to be a lot more. What else we got? More Prius.
just Morbius.
Just Morbius?
Just Morbius.
Yeah, you just cut all the scenes that contain anything other than Morbius. We don't need it.
But it's a new movie? Or is it just it's like a director's cut?
It's a new movie. It's like a new movie with like new plot, everything, but they didn't write in anybody else.
You should call it Morbius the Leto cut.
Yeah, one where Jared Leto plays every character.
Yeah. Eddie Murphy's that bitch.
Probably even better.
What about Forbius, the number four, and then be it from the fourth film?
Fucking terrible.
Oh, fuck.
And, but also Threebius.
And Fivebius, dude. We go for, we go for hours.
Yeah, we got, I got a ton of it.
Morbius, but the essence of five.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. That's actually a good one.
And then you have the Fantastic Four show up somewhere in there, and he's the fifth member now.
I like that.
Morpheus. It's Jared Leto as Morpheus from Matrix.
Oh, my God.
Here, I got another spinoff for you. Oh, wait, where's the word? A more billion dollar baby.
Wow. That's pretty good.
More billion dollars.
It's fucking terrible.
More BS, oh. More problems.
Yeah, that's not bad. More BS, more problems.
Oh, like more problems, like replace the P with B.
Oh my god.
Fuck. Trying to think of other series that are.
I'm thinking more Pius, Yellow Showers.
Oh, like the porn? That actually might be a real thing.
More Pius, the Golden Shower.
More Pius.
Scorpius. This time he got more bit by scorpions.
This time he has the powers with scorpions.
God. Need yeah, for more. Like,
what's something similar to vampires that we can get into?
Werebius.
Werebius. What? What the fuck is that?
And then we can fake kill him off at the end of that and name the second movie Werebius.
Yeah, like Werebius.
Yeah. W-H-E.
Yeah. And then the next one, someone's wearing his like disguise, and that one's Werebius. Like where, like W-E-A-R.
Oh man.
More billion miles from home.
Oh,
there we go.
Oh, there we go.
Yes. Yeah.
Enough.
More billion has a lot of potential.
More billion is pretty good. Fuck it, dude. We could do this for a long time. Fucking driving Miss Morbius. That's pretty good.
Fucking just.
The Fantastic Mrs. Morbius.
Now we're fucking.
Island for Morbius.
Are we just.
Morbius 7. Back to Morbius.
That's actually a good one.
Hey, remember. Remember that old movie, Herbie?
Yeah.
Morbius.
Morbi the love bug.
Morbi fully loved.
I like that.
Fuck. Jennifer, or what's her name? Lindsay Lohan comes back to play Morbi. Morbiace. I don't know. What would the female Morbius be called?
Morbian.
Morbian?
Ooh. Occult, like. Central American spin-off Morbian.
Morbius 8. Guess it's Morbin.
I guess it's Morbin time.
Morbius 2 Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah, we had to go Morbius 2.
Electric. We had to
I
do.
Was, I was waiting for it.
We had to do Boogaloo.
Yeah. Morbius 9. It's Morbin time.
What if Morb was one of them?
What if
Morbius the next Fast and Furious?
Yeah. Morbius 10. It's about family.
Nothing's more important than family.
Morbius Nothing 11. This is the one where Spider-Man's in it.
This is the... This is fucking bad. This is the one where Spider-Man is in it. But then we have to do a where it's just Morbius. Like, they made 11 and they're like, fresh start.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, something. Morbius 11, they didn't put the number on it because people, they just, it's a soft
maybe
reboot.
Maybe we can trick people.
Soft reboot. We got a different actor. Jared Leto finally died from being pushed off a cliff off his wheelchair on set.
Yeah.
The lost city of Morblantis.
Who plays Morbius? Who plays Morbius in Morbius 11, you guys?
Nick Cage.
Oh, Nick Cage is 95 and he's playing Morbius. That's what I like to hear.
Or he's Nick Cannon. Young.
Nick Cannon. I want it to be like a Parent Trap type situation with the Wayans brothers.
Yeah.
I'm thinking we get Macaulay Culkin in there.
Oh, ooh. Fuck yeah, we do. I like that. That's a good
pick. He looks like a vampire.
Morbius of the Caribbean, The Curse of the Bat Pearl.
Is there bats? Is that part of the story?
Oh, he's a vampire.
Is he?
Yeah.
I thought he could just morb.
He does just morb. He does.
Yeah,
he does. He doesn't morb. Actually say morb in time.
What? I thought he did.
No.
There's definitely, it's morb in time.
Whoever first came up with that is. No.
It's not.
It's time to morb.
Morb in time.
Oh my god.
All right, then you got Morbius the video game.
Morbin into
rated M for Morbius.
There we go.
All right, yeah, I think that bit
Morbin around.
Oh, okay, we're still going. We still got it. We're still going. I don't want to stop the creative juices. If we're still got them, let's keep going. But.
I'm thinking Morbius, except we put a period between each letter, like Friends.
Oh, ooh, so it's an acronym. Like, what does it stand for?
Yeah, we'll have to figure that one out.
Yeah.
So the M obviously stands for Morbius.
The O stands for Orbeez.
The R stands for, really? Morbius.
Yeah.
B.
My life.
Continue.
My life as a morbiously obese teenager.
Oh, shit. More bees. Save the planet.
The more bee movie?
Yeah, more bees. Movie.
Save the
Morbies. Oh, dude. They are missing out. How do they not have Orbies that are like black and they just call them Morbies?
Orbies
still are thing, right? They're still thing.
I didn't think that
there was people. Did how's like Arby's not had the Morbius beef sandwich? The more beef sandwich. That'd be
sick. I'm also like so out on Cheetos being like, here's our Shrek ones. They're green. That's disgusting.
Is that a thing?
It's so gross looking.
Yeah, they did like blue and shit, and they're like,
yeah,
we can do. Like, you don't have to.
Yeah. You don't keep it like the color it's supposed to be.
No one asked for this.
Yeah.
For like some reason, bright orange is okay, but like anything else.
Yeah.
Blow it.
It's like that filthy picture Brady sent of the Sonic curry. That's just bright blue. Yeah. That is so gross.
There's something about like bright blue or bright green foods.
Okay.
It's not right.
Okay, I think we're done with the Morbius bit, so I have something to talk about what you guys have. Do you guys remember the colored ketchups that Heinz had?
Yeah. I do.
They had purple.
The colored ketchup?
They had purple ketchup, green ketchup. I think they had a blue ketchup.
What about clear?
mid-2000s.
I don't think they had clear ketchup, Taylor. I don't think so.
That would be cool.
White ketchup? That just looks like cum.
Spicy white.
Spicy white.
You could really trick people to be like, you want some mayonnaise?
That mayonnaise has definitely gone bad.
Dadgummit.
Gar darn rascal.
I need to get some yellow ketchup, really fuck over the mustard people.
I love mustard.
Used to be way on this as a kid, but like, fuck Kool-Aid for being like, it's red powder that turns blue and tastes like grape. That's terrible.
Okay.
Terrible. Make it the color it's supposed to be.
Make it right.
How about this, Taylor? Fuck companies who do mystery flavors.
Mystery flavor?
What's up with mystery flavors? Do they just like have some leftover and they're like, I don't know, I don't remember.
Yeah, fuck it. Throw it in a batch, all of it, and it's like it's the hot dog of candy. Yeah.
Mystery it's all the flavored Airheads are pretty good though.
Are they always same flavor though?
I have no idea.
What if we all think they're
like a recipe? Yeah.
Like, what if we all think mystery flavored Airheads are good, but they're all different flavors?
Man,
that's interesting.
If you close your eyes, can you really tell what flavor Airhead you're eating anyway?
Fuck no.
Dude, that's a good point. It tastes
like fake fruity shit.
Yeah. What's worse, Airheads or Cowtails?
Cowtails are way worse.
What? Yeah, it's kind of close,
because I like the dairy like taste.
You guys remember the watermelon Laffy Taffy with the candy seeds?
Yeah,
those are like so break good. Your fucking
oh,
jaw.
Oh yeah,
so good.
Yeah, molar.
They're so good though.
Dude, there's something about those long stick Laffy Taffys that were sitting in the sun at the pool all day and like
they just hit different.
They hit different. Yeah.
Those and fucking what's the little square candies that everybody got used to buy?
Mambas.
Mambas, dude.
Those are way better than Starburst.
Oh yeah.
You had Hi Chew.
Yeah.
The same thing.
Hi Chews are good too.
Yeah. Similar vein.
Fuck yeah, dude. Fuck yeah.
Walk you get a ring pop. You get a ring pop for 50 cents, man.
I didn't get ring pops. I always thought that was a scam, dude.
No, they just had wicked flavors.
Remember
you
the like
there and lick it for 3 hours.
The like commercial of being in the movie theater, and they're like, everyone else is gonna throw their food in the air, but thank God you got a
yeah. And they're like,
thank God your ring stays on.
Yeah.
Also, I got fat fucking fingers. I can't fit one of those on there.
Yeah, most of them I could never fit those.
I just thought of this. I may still be legally married to someone from proposing as a ring pop in kindergarten.
There you go.
Call your lawyer.
Perhaps. Yeah,
this might be an issue.
Lawyer up.
My wedding may not have been legitimate, is all I'm saying.
Hey, you can get in trouble for that.
Call your lawyer or move to Salt Lake City.
Yeah, true. That's a good point. I didn't think of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but this brings me to something that just came to me just now. Why is it that all food is just smaller now? Am I just bigger and it all is smaller, or did it actually get smaller?
I think we're finally getting to the point where it's not absurd portion sizes.
It's definitely smaller though. You can look up like the like consumer sizing. There's like a website that tracks it, and like even like certain products, they're keeping the packaging the same size, but
I have noticed I'll buy like the same product like over and over and over, and then like 1 month it's like just smaller. I'm like, now you can't catch me. I bought this shit.
It's the same price. It's the same price too.
That's like I buy Pepsi Nitro every once in a while, and it looks like it's in a tall boy can, but it only has 13.9 ounces of liquid in it.
So it's very
whereas
skinny.
Like a Monster. Well, it's like a Monster can.
Yeah, it looks like skinnier.
No, if you hold them up next to each other, they're the same size can.
How the fuck does that work?
How'd they get you?
How does it work?
People don't look down the.
Maybe that got like the fake bottom in it. Where there's that like could a whole be too. Bunch of air, like an inch of air.
I should cut one open.
One of the biggest things recently, I bought some Gushers. And I opened up a pack of Gushers. There was like 5 Gushers.
Like,
Gushers notoriously have honestly always been pretty fun.
And they're all red.
Yeah. I'll take a fruit roll up any day.
Those are still a foot. Fruit by the foot, still a foot.
Yeah.
It's actually like 3 feet, it feels like.
Yeah, it is three of them. It is
a foot. So it's like a yard.
That shit is hitting the same.
Mm-hmm.
guys fuck with fruit leather?
They can't gimp you on that.
Leather?
Fruit leather's good.
Yeah.
Fruit leather is fucking good.
Well, what's the best licorice?
I like Red Vines.
Wiley Wallaby, dude.
Wallaby Wallaby. That shit's expensive.
Yeah, that is the best licorice, though. I would say with Grady, though, I fuck with Red Vines.
You don't like Twizzlers?
There's something about the consistency of Red Vines where I'm like, I'm chewing on some weird object that just feels good.
I don't like Twizzlers at all.
No, I'm kind of out.
I still like Twizzlers fine, but it's so plasticky.
The pull and peel ones are better than the like standard.
Yeah.
I mean, but here's the thing. I'm also not a candy guy. I'm a chocolate. Like, I'm all in on chocolate over candy.
You're just a slut for chocolate.
Yeah, dude. Cookies and cream Hershey's bars are still the greatest candy of all time.
Those get a bad rap. I don't know why.
Dude, they're so good. Fucking good.
I've heard like a lot of people hate on those for no reason. But
who hates on those?
I don't know. They're great.
A lot of people.
A lot of
Matthew's
people.
Matthew's about to hate on them. I can see it in his face.
There we go.
I can see it in his face.
I don't hate them, but like, I'd probably take a regular Hershey's bar over it.
I don't like regular Hershey's.
Regular Hershey's bars
is good. Is the cookies and cream just like a white chocolate?
Yeah, with like little cookie pieces in it.
It's gotta be. Yeah.
I just don't like white chocolate, really.
But if I had to choose, so either that or a Carmelo
bar. Dark chocolate?
Not really. I like a dark I like a almond with dark chocolate on the outside, but not plain old.
Oh, it's got to have something with it.
You ever had almonds with like the powder chocolate, like the dusted in chocolate?
Those are good.
They smack so hard. And they're like zero calories almost. They're so fucking good.
Almost they're zero calories.
All I know is that I don't get them very often because the CPD is garbage.
I've been fucking murdering some of those really spicy almonds.
Which ones?
I fuck with those.
Spicy almonds are wild.
The wasabi soy ones are so dope.
I don't like wasabi.
I gotta try those. I like wasabi. I just had the cayenne pepper ones and I like was crying.
I got the hottest ones. Too. I think it's the scorpion or the ghost pepper. I don't know. I have the ones that are like the hottest on the flames.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're like not that spicy.
No, the those ones aren't too bad.
But like they were supposed to be the spiciest one.
They just taste good. I don't know. Not like it's a crazy heat factor, I guess.
When it comes
it's not like that. Yeah.
When it comes to snacks, though, like chili lime snacks, like there's a chili lime almond, like they make those. And then there's also like Takis are fantastic. But yeah, chili lime.
Takis?
Oh, I fucking love Takis. They make my mouth water thinking about them because of how fucking soury, like heat they are. Like you put them in your mouth and your mouth, like your jaw tenses up. That's a cool feeling.
It's like a sour candy, but a chip.
I like when food makes me feel, Taylor, okay?
I know. You're just looking for feeling.
You guys like chicharrones?
Never had it.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
I know what they are, though. I've seen them before.
You probably like it. You said you like chili lime.
Yeah.
It's just a fried pig skin with chili and lime.
Ooh, yum.
Good shit.
Pork rind. I also do really fuck... Pringles makes a chili lime scorching chip. Also very good.
I do like Pringles.
Oh, dude. Except they're, to quote the great Bo Burnham, the fucking cans are too small, dude. Can't fit my hand in them.
Yeah, I got wide hands.
Never.
Yeah.
Dainty little female hands.
No shot.
All right. When was the last time you guys did the like fake duck lips with Pringles?
I don't think I ever had.
When was the last time I had Pringles?
Oh, I gotta say, within the last year, unfortunately for me,
the Pringles one at a time.
It's always a sick like, move.
I have done
ready for parenthood. That's a dad move.
No, but I have done Bugle Witch Fingers somewhat recently.
Oh hell yeah!
Yeah, that's the one.
I definitely eat Pringles one at a time, though, Brady.
Oh yeah, me too. It's a waste if you're munching them down.
Okay,
Brady. I'll put like three in my stack and I'll just toss.
That doesn't surprise me considering you're the person who used to crush up your chips and drink them.
No, I'll defend Brady on that. That's definitely the way to do it.
No
bag of chips at lunch are the way to do it. 100%.
Why are chips so fucking dusty? I got a problem with this. Why are chips
exactly? What am I gonna do with my hands?
I do agree with that.
I don't have like wet wipes in my pockets all day long. I don't got a fanny pack with all my preparation shit.
Brady, I'll get with you on that one.
I stand with Brady.
No, I'll get with him on that one because I started eating chips with like Cheetos and stuff with chopsticks. Cheetos and tacos with chopsticks because it doesn't get my fingers dirty.
You are a man of culture.
Figure out a way to not touch your chips because your fingers are getting nasty.
I got really good with chopsticks, by the way.
Like I do agree with that. I hate the like greasy or like the powdery shit on my fingers.
Doritos just, claims that's a part of the experience, and I want to stab whoever just decided.
You can ask my wife. It's not a good part of the experience, if you know what I mean.
You can drink them out of the bag without like murder crushing it and pounding it on the table. You could just like tip one back in.
Like one of them hits the corner of your mouth and you feel like a fool.
I agree.
You just need it like pre-chewed, like baby mama bird.
It is. You're just getting baby bird.
Fucking A.
There's a comfort in that.
Yeah.
You know?
We should have a food segment on the pod, guys.
And we just eat.
No, like, that's what I meant. We just eat. Like, that's everybody got your dinner ready? We have to wait till an hour and a half in, but you can eat right before the end of the pod.
Fuck. Let's do a mukbang.
We're not doing a fucking mukbang till we do a hot dog-a-thon that I have tried to get us in on for a while.
Hey, okay, what was it? One hot dog every hour for 24 hours?
Yeah.
Would you destroy your body to become for the famous kids as a mukbang YouTuber?
Probably. No.
Like, if it was guaranteed, Kikado. Like somebody said, like, I guarantee your mukbang YouTube success, but you're going to put on like 200 pounds.
I'd probably do it for like a couple years and then get out.
You can't. Take that money. The thing is, you have to die on the mukbang.
Yeah. Oh, that would be so. Yeah. Like, you will die on stream.
I mean, you have to fly first class everywhere.
Yeah. That's true. Well, you have to because you're like, fat as fuck.
Do they actually have like a weight limit for like commercial?
They some places make you buy two. I think
some places you just can't know that. Fit.
Yeah,
like
Like, what would they do if like a 500-pound person just bought a ticket, showed up, and be like, "I don't fit"?
They would just say, "You can't."
Let's just say his name is Nikocado Avocado. Let's just say that.
Yeah. Just say that. Yeah.
That's my reference. Let's imagine conversation.
He's like openly said he has to fly first class though because he doesn't fit in the seats.
Openly said he's had heart attacks.
That brings up a good point. My question is that what Brady said doesn't appeal to me. I don't want to be like famous. Like I don't know if I want my life that publicly out there.
It's weird to think about because I'm so far from it, but like imagine just like you put anything online and there's like tens of thousands of people just like there.
My ideal, this podcast, ideally we get to like the largest viewer base I want is like 10-20k. Like I don't want it to get bigger than that, because if it gets bigger than that, then people start like finding you and like knowing
like you go out in public to your local store and people are like, "Hey Jacob."
Yeah,
like,
I don't want that.
A picture with me. Yeah, I'm your best friend.
It depends on what it is. If it's from being a fucking mukbanger, then no. But like, I don't know, like fucking definitely not. I would do that with a mask, maybe. That could be fun.
I just want the money.
Cover your eyes.
Just a luchador mask, you know? Just eating 10 tons of ramen. Yeah.
Dude, that could work to your advantage, actually.
That could be so sick.
Dude, the dream of mukbang.
But here's the thing, you take off the luchador mask and you're Morbius.
Well, nobody cared who I was until I put them.
Until I was Morbius. And then you can name your mukbang the Morbiously Obese Mukbang. I mean, it literally is.
Morbiously Obese.
Like, Matthew is onto something there.
That would be so great. And somebody needs to pull the trigger on that right now.
Get a Jared Leto mask.
Anybody want to get out your Morbins before we get into the recommendation segment and we can't say Morbin anymore?
Morbin.
If I had my Morbin.
Morbin.
Morbin Blue, jump in.
Morbin Blue? That's a deep cut. That is a deep cut.
All right, I got it out.
All right, we good?
Yeah, I'm good with the Morbs.
No more BS? All right. Let's get into our recommend Station segment, where we tell you to read fucking Five Rings for the third week in a row.
Five Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, or whatever.
Kill Bill Volume 3, the book.
If you're not a samurai, how do you expect to live in this society?
Yeah,
exactly. As we know, feudal Japan.
As we know, America really does love a minority. So
we should bring it back, though. At least, like, you can just go challenge anybody. Like, I challenge you, and then they have to fight you one on one in a sword duel to the death.
So that's we have an American version of that. You just go up to someone, you say it's Mormon time, and then they have to battle you to the death.
Mormon time.
Shared a mutual combat.
I'm not going to say it. It's not early enough in the pod for me to say that. So we're going to go ahead.
Yeah, we don't want to get not started with that anything. I'm not going to let Brady do recommendation first.
Hey,
because he's going to recommend a book.
Hey,
all right. This week the rule is you can't recommend a book or an audio book or something that was a book. No books.
Okay.
All right, Matthew, what do you got for the team?
So, actually, I watched this really good docuseries that just came out about the Mormon Church.
I thought you were going to say the Morbian.
The Mormon Church.
You had me there.
The fundamentalist Mormons.
Is this a real thing?
This is a real, real documentary about this, like, extremist Mormon.
Okay, it's hard not to say Mormon.
Utah. It's so funny that happened at the same time, but it's called Keep Sweet, Pray and Obey. And it's like this crazy guy built this massive compound out in the middle of nowhere in Texas. Mormon. And like had like dozens of wives and like hundreds upon hundreds of children. And it still exists today, and they're like the head guy is in prison for life for like raping a 12-year-old.
Isn't this just 13 kids and counting?
Yes, they do.
No, dude, it's
the Duggars.
Yeah, it's just the Duggars.
They're up to like 21. Yeah. No, actually, it's 20.
And now one of them's in prison for child pornography. So,
The guy had 78 wives, 24 of which were underage.
Wow.
Jesus, are you sure this guy was Muslim and not? I fucked that
one. Oops, he messed up the punchline.
Oops. All right, let's go back. Are you sure this guy? Are you sure this guy wasn't Morbius?
We can just split cut that so it's Morbian.
But yeah, it's like a 5-part series. It's really good, really well made. Interesting.
Go. What is it streaming on or on?
It's a Netflix original.
Original. It's Morbin time. Check it out. Taylor? Read Game of Thrones, guys.
I watched... I already told you, don't. It's not worth it. I would say either watch the... It's on Hulu, the TV series Dave, produced by Lil Dicky. I like that one. If you're feeling a little bit more like you want to learn something, watch the documentary Dope Sick.
It's a new episode of The Boys out. I remembered I gotta watch that.
About the opioid pandemic.
Epidemic. Yeah. I actually have seen Dope Sick before, actually.
One of the two.
It's crazy how the morbdemic is affecting us all.
Yeah.
I know. In mysterious ways. They say they worked in mysterious...
The well-known Morbium epidemic.
Big Morb doesn't want you to know about the epidemic, though.
Dude, it's Morbin through my veins right now.
look at this guy. Look at this guy eating more beans.
More beans. What a beans one.
Dave is a super good show, though.
It is.
I love Dave.
Second that.
Brady?
The season 4 of Stranger Things is out, and that's like the best one.
This is the most mainstream thing Brady has ever recommended. So everyone take a note. Yeah. Brady recommended something that I know about.
I just don't think any of you guys have watched it yet. So.
I haven't seen any of it. I only watched season 1 of Stranger Things.
Oh, really?
I never even watched season 2 or 3.
Well, now you got to slog through season 2 and 3 to get
I've heard they aren't as good,
one.
Yeah.
Yeah. No thanks.
Season four.
Never mind.
What?
is that number four girl or whatever 18-year-old yet? So Drake can fuck her?
Yeah, she's
Millie Bobby Brown.
She turned 18. Oh. Yeah, she turned 18 like back in February.
Good for him. Requested to like.
I was
have
curious.
Her
I looked
killed.
That up like immediately. I'm like, did Drake groom her yet?
Good lord.
Yet he's been grooming her.
Did Drake get to her?
She'll just use her mind powers on him.
Do you think that's why they changed her name to Dog Stylist? Because groomer's got a bad name.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Grumpy.
Dog groomer.
But
why aren't they called dog briders? That seems pretty fucking sexist.
I would say for a recommendation this week, everybody should go out and buy Bananagrams and play it with a friend.
Fuck yeah, I love Bananagrams. My mom kills at that game.
I have beat my wife about 15 times.
I have beat my wife.
No, sorry, yeah.
Your cadence is like...
I took a pause at the wrong time.
Got Dana White over here.
Yeah. I beat my wife at Bananagrams on a daily basis. I'm just really good. I have a more expansive vocabulary than I can use like verbally. Like, I don't know what the words mean, but I do know a lot of words and how to spell them, if that makes sense. Like,
that's
I can't use it for anything besides scrap to shut the fuck up with that face. I can't use it for anything besides Scrabble and Bananagrams, but I have an extensive vocabulary.
Apt analysis, Jacob.
Wow, you are so good. I used scrumptious yesterday in Bananagrams.
Indubitably.
Indubitably.
I also use zoo. Z words are hard.
Yeah.
Name some Z words before we shut it down. I'm gonna play the outro. You guys just gotta say as many Z words as you can.
What the dog?
Zorbin. Zorbius.
Zumbinis.
Zumbinis.
Zoltan.
Zumba.
Zoltan. I like Zoltan.
Zombie.
Zoom.
What the dog's hands?
Zamboni. Zuck.
Zilch.
What the dog? Ooh.